Caribbean British colonies come to full consensus, and no consensus yet on an audit team for Guyana. And the Pope denounces the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Representatives of Britain's Caribbean dependent territories have just ended their meeting in Bermuda. Chief Minister of Montserrat David Brandt, who was present at the meeting, says there is complete consensus on the issue of a review of the relationship with Britain. We'll hear more from Mr. Brandt later, but first, Owen Gordon looks at the dependent territory issue.
The Bermuda meeting is taking place against the background of a review by the British government of its policy towards its remaining colonies, which it calls for now dependent territories. It seems that everyone recognizes the apparent paradox of a colonial arrangement as the new millennium approaches. The new British government of Prime Minister Tony Blair has made modernization a key project, and keeping the old Victorian ties is not going to match that image. Just how far-reaching the changes are going to be will become apparent at a meeting of all British dependent territories in early February and a meeting of the Caribbean dependent territories with British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook in the middle of that month. Several proposals have been suggested. Upgrading the status of dependent territories to overseas territories, more like the French departments of Guadeloupe and Martinique. One territory is arguing for seats at Westminster, rather than talking to London through governors appointed by the Foreign Office. Caribbean territories differ on whether the power of governors should be diluted and more given to elected politicians.